Which one? This one? Of course it's frozen. Good morning, church. We have had us a morning with technology. Oh, yeah, it's turned off. We have had a day of it. So you guys get to see how the sausage is made here a little bit. Make sure everything's plugged up. Yeah, it ought to be. Just bear with me a quick second. The app's being very helpful. It tells me something went wrong. So I assume we can hear. You can probably hear me online. I just got to do a quick little typeroo here to bring the picture back up. Not that anybody really wants to see my ugly mug. James, do you remember what to type in here? Do you remember? Leah, do you remember? Never mind. I'll do it. I got to use the iPad anyway. I just remembered. I needed to switch slides. I was going to just carry on, but I can't really carry on. this is my slide switching. So we type this, we do that. And then hopefully here in a second, Emma's going to say, yeah, it's moving again. Huh? You see anything up there that looks promising, Emma? Coming in? Well, I'm kind of a frozen-looking dude. Well, hopefully it'll clear up. If you need to, you could switch it off and back on or something. Not the live stream, but just switch it in the broadcaster. But all that said, my gosh, it's good to see everybody. Let me get this going here. Being both in person and online does have its challenges, so I appreciate everybody's patience. We are going to be wrapping up Mark 14. Not wrapping up, I don't think. I think there might be a couple left, but today is a huge chunk. It feels like we're getting ready to wrap up. But we are certainly wrapping up the scene of the betrayal. If you've been following along with us thus far, it's been, you know, Mark is a very adventuresome book. There's a lot going on, lots of back and forth, lots of, quite frankly, exciting. When we started this whole process, we said that Mark is sort of like the Indiana Jones book, the way things are told. And there's a lot of teaching and a lot of trials and things as they're going through in the work of people. But now we're really getting down to brass tacks here where the end is near. Christ is well aware of this. He's been telling the disciples that it's coming. But today is today's passage is where we see the actual betrayal unfold. And we kind of see the wheels come off a little bit here. So, and as you can imagine, the disciples, we know the end of the story, but they don't. So let's read. And it's a long passage today. And Proclaim's not working on here, so Emma, I'm going to need you to drive here. So we'll be in Mark. If you got your Bibles, great. Chapter 14, verse 26 to 52. So it's a long haul. Here we go. And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives, and Jesus said to them, "You will all fall away, for it is written, 'I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered.' But after I am raised up, I will go before you to Galilee." Peter said to him, "Even though they all fall away, I will not." And Jesus said to him, "Truly, I tell you, this very night before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me three times." But he said emphatically, "If I must die with you, I will not deny you." And they all said the same. And they went to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples, "Sit here while I pray." And he took with him Peter and James and John, and began to be greatly distressed and troubled. And he said to them, "My soul is very sorrowful, even to death. Remain here and watch." And going a little farther, he fell on the ground and prayed that, if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. And he said, "Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Remove this cup from me. Yet not what I will, but what you will." And he came and found them sleeping. And he said to Peter, "Simon, are you asleep? Could you not watch 1 hour? Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." And again he went away and prayed, saying the same words. And again he came and found them sleeping, for their eyes were very heavy, and they did not know what to answer him. And he came the third time and said to them, "Are you still sleeping and taking your rest? It is enough. The hour has come. The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand." And immediately while he was still speaking, Judas came, one of the 12, and with him a crowd with swords and clubs from the chief priests and the scribes and the elders. Now the betrayer had given them a sign, saying, "The one I will kiss is the man. Seize him and lead him away under guard." And when he came, he went up to him at once and said, "Rabbi," and he kissed him. And they laid hands on him and seized him. But one of those who stood by drew his sword and struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his ear. And Jesus said to them, "Have you come out as against a robber with swords and clubs to capture me? Day after day I was with you in the temple teaching, and you did not seize me. But let the scriptures be fulfilled." And they all left him and fled. And a young man followed him with nothing but a linen cloth about his body. And they seized him, but he left the linen cloth and ran away naked. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, this passage is it's a rough one, I think, as passages go. When we start to see the world bearing down on you, Lord, as you begin to fulfill what was written, as you begin to fulfill the task your Father had given to you, that only you could fulfill, Lord. We see here that this wasn't a task that you took lightly. It wasn't a task that was exciting for you or in and of itself, at this point at least, something you were looking forward to. Yet